I'm David Kavlovic, presenting to you some classical muse. Two symphonies, a work for solo flute, harp, and orchestra, and one for Chicago-style electric blues band and orchestra make up our show for today. Our two symphonies frame the more concerted works and date from the same period of European history, the Napoleonic era. Our opening symphony is by the French composer Étienne-Nicolas Méhul, who lived from 1773 until 1817. Méhul was the darling of the French musical scene, first as an opera composer, and then, during the period of the French Revolution, as a patriot, composing much music admired by the likes of Napoleon Buonaparte, who became friends with the composer. It was in this fervor of revolution that Méhul set out to reform orchestral music and the symphony form itself. In his way, Méhul was as revolutionary as Ludwig van Beethoven, although neither were aware of each other, and the French public in the first decade of the 19th century would only have been familiar with Beethoven's first two symphonies. The incredibly forward-looking third symphony by Beethoven, which, I must give the game away a little bit, will be our last work on the show today, would not be heard by the French for at least a decade or two more. When it was, however, Beethoven's third symphony basically overshadowed the two symphonies the French knew of Méhul. However, even the likes of Robert Schumann thought Méhul's two known symphonies were very fine compositions. I say two known because Méhul actually composed five. The fifth lay incomplete at the time of his death in 1817 from tuberculosis at the age of 54. Symphonies 3 and 4 were considered lost until their orchestral parts were discovered as late as 1979, so the first two symphonies basically carried Méhul's legacy. Both date from the years 1808 and 1809. Whereas Méhul's first symphony is all fire and spirit, the second symphony is more upbeat and jovial. It is that symphony that we are going to hear now. Let's listen to Symphony No. 2 in D Major by Étienne-Nicolas Méhul, performed by the Orchestra of the Gulbenkian Foundation, conducted by Michel Sverchevsky.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.